All right, here we go. Welcome to We Live on a Planet, powered by Anchor.fm. I'm your host, Patrick. Thanks for joining me on this Friday, June 15th, 2018. Listen to a little soundtrap creation that I made a while back on an app named Soundtrap. Create your own music. It's currently 56 here in Oswego, New York right now. It feels like it's 55, but the highs are going to be about 71 degrees Fahrenheit, so that's good. That's a positive. Winds are out of the west, northwest at 6 miles per hour. Glad you're joining me. We have a good show for you today. I have random stuff. We'll learn something with our random fact. We've got some phone calls. Love taking phone calls. Love hearing from you guys. Secret, the Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne. Some music as well. So stick around. Stay tuned. Grab yourself whatever beverage of choice it may be, depending on when you're listening. If it's the morning time, grab yourself some coffee or tea. Or afternoon, depending on who knows when you're listening. All I know is I'm happy you're here. Let's get on to it instead of me just rambling. Man, I do that sometimes. I'll come on. Before I do the show, I have in my mind exactly how it's going to go. And it seems so smooth and it's so great. And then sometimes once you start talking, it's like, wow, get that brain lock. Crazy. We'll unlock that brain when we come back. And we'll get to a positive quote, too. So stick around. Glad you're joining me. We'll be right back. I like this quote we have to start off with our positive start to the show. You have to remember that the hard days are what make you stronger. The bad days make you realize what a good day is. If you never had any bad days, you would never have that sense of accomplishment. Ellie Rasmussen. She was part of the Fab Five or gymnastic team. They called them Fabulous Five a couple years back. That's a good quote. If you never had any bad days, you would never have that sense of accomplishment. That's true. I know in my drinking time, I had a lot of bad days, and it makes me thankful and grateful that I am sober. And I'm glad I put my AA shoes back on, and I'm getting back in the halls of AA. Went to another meeting yesterday, and it felt good. It's helping me realize what I should be thankful for, because if you follow the show, I've been coming on and saying, I just feel miserable, and I feel like a dry drunk, and I feel like I'm sober, and it's supposed to be a certain way, and I have to stop and take a step back and reevaluate what it is really that sobriety has given me, and it's given me so much. I wouldn't be podcasting. So right there alone, something that I absolutely love doing is podcasting, coming out and talking to you guys and sharing a little bit of stuff and things and practice my thought process and pretend I'm a DJ, have that radio show type feel. And I never would have done that had I still been a drinking guy. And I'm thankful for the support and love that I get from my family, my friends, and just those bad days of waking up and feeling like crap. I don't miss those at all. And I'm so fortunate and so thankful for every day of my sobriety. And I'm happy for it. I really have to remember all those days. Those hard days. And realize what a good day really is right now. It's great. It's fantastic. Let's hear from Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times, and then we'll hear from Daniel Powter. Is that his name? Powter. P-O-W-T-E-R. Powter. There we go. Bad day. We'll hear that song too. Stick around. Maybe you, I say this all the time. Maybe I should. Yeah. Maybe you're not listening on Anchor. Here's my way of trying to get you over in Anchor, because I'm going to play some music and you can't hear it. If you're on iTunes, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to iTunes. Thank you for subscribing wherever you might listen to. Maybe it's easiest for you to listen through iTunes. Maybe you don't give a rat's ass about my music anyways. And you say to yourself, Patrick, I can listen to whatever music I want to. Why do I need to hear yours? So still my way of trying to get you over to Anchor. It's fun because I want you to make a podcast, I guess. That's why I'm always trying to tell people to come on over to Anchor and get yourself a podcast and make one, because it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All right, let's hear from those songs and then we'll be right back. Stick around. I appreciate you. coming across the airwaves to you, that sound means I got some phone calls, and I love taking phone calls from you guys. And this one is from D-Win. D-Win is going to come from Delaware and put his foot up my ass if I don't straighten up my act. I'll let him tell you. Here's what he had to say about my smoking. Take it away. Line one.
Patrick. What up? Now, I haven't been on Anchor for a minute because it's been acting kind of crazy on me the past week. I've been dying to get back on here and listen to your podcast. Then I get back on here today and you're talking about smoking, Patrick, really? Really? This is D-Win Legacy, I told you, a.k.a. that foot in your ass. You know what? Let me go in this closet here and get my boots out here to find my black boots. So get this car ready. Come up there and put my foot in your ass. Fucking smoking. What the fuck? And also, Patrick, we cut down on the sweets. You and wifey, find your local farmer's market. It's summertime out here, Patrick. This is the time for you to be indulging in giving yourself tremendous nutrition. Fruits and vegetables. It's not that fucking hard, man. I know you have a local farmer's market near you. Just drive there once a week or go there and become one with nature, picking up some fucking apples, some oranges, some grapes, some bananas. Come on, man. Stop fucking backsliding, man. Your daughter, remember?
Yeah, I know. Smoking. What an idiot. I'm an idiot. I know I picked the lesser of the two evils because I was feeling some knee-jerk reaction towards addiction past couple days, and I just been living like a monk. You know, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I shouldn't say living like a monk. I'm still so addicted to caffeine, it's not even funny. And I just had this, I don't know what it was, D-Win. I have no idea, but you're right. I need to get my head out of my ass. I need to straighten up, fly right. And you're right. You know, I don't come from Delaware and kick my ass. It isn't that long of a drive. It's only like 6.5 hours and you can be here. I do need to become one with nature. You're absolutely correct. I need to get back with nature. I have been mindful meditation, though, every morning. I do a 5-minute mindful meditation in the morning. And I started doing yoga. 5-minute yoga with my wife in the morning time as well. So I am definitely getting in tune with that. And the next step is us getting our ass to the farmer's market. And there's a farmer's market in my hometown, a rock throw from our house. We could walk there if we want, and it's every Thursday. I should take advantage of what my city has to offer me. You're absolutely right. Get back with nature. Thank you, D-Win. I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate you. I appreciate the encouragement. I like your honesty, and just tell me to knock it off, knock the crap off, cut it out. You know, one of my other listeners told me that too. Let's take it there. Well, not really tell me to knock it off, but to say, hey, listen, here's something that I used that worked for me, and I'll let them tell you. Line one. We'll be right back. Thanks, D-Win.
My good friend Patrick, as you know, Rob Bell is one of my Yodas. One of my Jedi Masters of Wisdom. And several years ago, this would have been like 2015, I think, he recorded an episode on his podcast called Changing the Tapes. And it's all about exploring, embracing aspects of our inner dialogue, growing as a human being, evolving as a human being. And I think there are certain aspects of that episode that may speak to you, that may give you some guidance, that may give you some, at least some food for thought, and understand that I'm not trying to preach at you, but I think if you check out Changing the Tapes by Rob Bell and the Rob Bell podcast, that it might speak to you. All right, man, have a great day. Be well.
Thanks, Peter. Peter McHugh, giving me a little heads up on Rob Bell. You've told me about Rob Bell before, and you know what? I haven't checked him out yet. I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I haven't checked out Rob Bell yet. I should. And I know you're not trying to preach to me. I think that you're just giving me some good advice, and I appreciate the advice. I appreciate that you took time out of your day to even come on over and listen to We Live on a Planet and check out what I have to say. And I'll have to check out Rob Bell, Changing the Tapes. See what he has to talk about. I'm you know, flipping the script type stuff. And I'm trying to do my best living on life's terms anyways. Just trying to live mindful. So, yeah, I'll have to check it out because I am a very curious guy anyways. And I want to see what he has to say. So, thank you, Peter. Thank you for taking time. And thank you for even suggesting somebody for me to check out. We have another phone call from you guys. And, this one is a challenge, and I don't know if I'm going to be ready to accept this challenge, so let's find out what the challenge is. I'm curious, aren't you? Stick around so we can find out what it is and who it is on line one.
Patrick, I want to call you out on something. Thanks for applauding my little segment, but I want to include you on the 30-day challenge of no complaining, no criticizing, and no ranting by any means. But 100% positivity. Every word you speak that comes out of your mouth is your word, is your bond. And this is a personal challenge that I think you can commit to. I think you can do it. And let's see how it transforms our lives for the next 30 days. I'm calling every single follower I have, whether they've heard this episode or not. But what do you think, my friend?
30 days, huh? 30 days, Jason B. wondering if I can go 30 days without complaining or ranting or anything like that. And I, you know, I would love to come on and just be like, challenge accepted. Good sir. I don't think I can do that. I have to be honest with myself, and I don't want to accept a challenge that's going to set me up for failure because I just don't. And not that I don't have confidence in myself, I'm not trying to sound down right now, but that's a big, big order. To ask for, to go 30 days without complaining about anything and not ranting about it. Well, I have to rant. How else am I going to do my show? Because I rant on my show quite a bit. Well, not, you know, I don't complain rant. My rants just kind of go off on tangents like I'm doing right now. But 30 days with no complaining. You know, let me say that I'm going to push myself to continue to go to meetings, AA meetings, because I stepped back into the halls of that and I'm very thankful. And you know what it's given me in these past 3 days? Just a lot more gratitude of my sobriety, things that I just kind of forgot about. And so maybe me going to those as well is going to make this 30-day challenge that you offered me a little more obtainable. Let's see what happens. Let me put my 30 days in of going back, continuing to AA meetings, and see if I can accept that challenge again, because I don't know. I have to just take one day at a time anyways, Jason. I really have to go one day at a time, and sometimes 1 minute at a time is what it might take. And I don't want to make a commitment to the, let me just say to you, I'm going to do my best to not try to complain today. Let me just go today in this hour and see if I can do it that way and put it in the same mindset of how I use my sobriety of just doing it one moment at a time, 1 hour at a time, sometimes, whatever it might take. Thanks for the challenge, Jason. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. And we'll see if I can do it. Let's take another phone call from you guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patrick. Tam here again. I was just noticing that I never did respond to your message about your recovery time. And I wanted to just say big ups on that. It is a process. I'm glad to be on this journey with you. And I believe you said you had 3 years or coming up on 3 years. I might have gotten that wrong, but regardless, sounds like you've been in this for a minute, and I am so proud of you. And this is definitely the easier, softer way. And I actually had not ever heard the saying that you dropped in your message. So see how iron sharpens iron? You just taught me something. Even though I might be clean a little bit longer, we still can benefit from each other's process. Love to you, my friend.
Welcome back. That's Tam from Tam's World. Tam is a new podcaster out here in the Anchor community. You can find her podcast wherever podcasts can be found. And we are sobriety buddies. Tam has, I think you said, 9 years. Kudos to you. That is awesome. 9 years of sobriety. And I was called into her station and was talking to her about her sobriety because she had talked about that. And I had said to her, I like the quote, and I figured she had heard it. And the quote that I had said to her that she was said that she had not heard was, sobriety is never owned. It's always rented, and rent is due every day. And that's true. You have to pay rent every day on sobriety. And I like your analogy about iron sharpens iron. Groovy. And I like your sound quality. I like how you, when you first started out, you said you just went in raw hard, and that's what you're still doing on your podcast. And I see you pulled out the Boss Jock. Right here for me, I don't have a Boss Jock or anything. I'm just using my iPhone to podcast through. I do have an acoustic foam barrier that I use that's in front of me that my wife got me for my birthday. And I have a little microphone that I'm using from Amazon that was like a $24.99 cheap mic. And then our sound effects, our soundboard, we just have the producer is using a Samsung tablet for that one. And my producer's me. I like to all say that, though. I always like to say, my producer this, my producer that. And it's fun. Ooh, looks like we have another call. And it's a reply on sound quality. And Boss Jock from Tam. Let's take it.
Hey, Patrick. Yes, indeedy. I got out my Boss Jock. I am finally rocking and rolling on that thing. I believe I have it for my iPhone, but the only way that that's probably going to be possible, though, is to use the headset. And I really just want to use my Shure mic. I am so damn in love with that thing. So I would have never guessed that you're doing your show on your iPhone. I never would have guessed that. Your sound quality is over the moon. Amazing. And so I am loving this podcast life, and keep on rocking over on We Live on a Planet. I always love what you're doing, and I will talk to you soon, my friend. Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much for those phone calls. I really do appreciate it. You can be a part of the show, too, if you are not using the Anchor app. Say you're listening through Google Plus or iTunes or Pocket Casts or Anycast or any of those places. There's all kinds of places that are carrying We Live on a Planet now. You can be a part of the show, though. You can leave me a message by going over to the website, WLOAP.com. Hit that little phone icon button. It will call up my phone magically, go right to voicemail, and then we can upload your phone call to the show so we can hear from you guys, too. That way you can be a part of the show. Let's hear Smoking in the Boys Room, Motley Crue, and then 30 Days in the Hole, Humble Pie. We talked a little bit about smoking, and we talked about 30 Days. Might as well tie in those songs, and when we come back, we'll try to get a wrinkle on our brain and get that gray matter working for us with our random fact. So stick around. We'll be right back after these songs. All right, let's learn something. Let's get a wrinkle on our brain. I was feeling curious. This morning, typed into Google. I'm feeling curious, and this is what we got. When was Alaska purchased? Alaska was purchased on March 30th, 1867. The U.S. reached an agreement to purchase Alaska from Russia for a price of $7.2 million. That's it? That doesn't seem like much. Well, it was also 1867. 1867, a lot of money. 7.2 million, huh? The treaty with Russia was negotiated and signed by Secretary of State William Seward and Russian Minister of the U.S., I'm going to butcher his name, Edward, but it's spelled different, D. Stoeckel, S-T-O-E-C-K-L. Huh. The more we know. That's kind of neat. I wouldn't have realized. 7.2 million. The more we know. William Seward, the Seward House, is in Auburn, New York, which is not too far from us. And I have a friend who works there. He's a interpreter there and a guide. And that's what he does. He works right at the Seward House, Auburn, New York. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of neat, tied into something. Let's hear some music. Alaska, Maggie Rogers. And then It's All About the Benjamins, Puff Daddy and the Family. And when we come back, we'll do our This Day of History. And then we still have The Secret, The Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne. Couldn't spit that out. I need to get another cup of coffee. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. No, not messages. Music. Oh, my God. I know. Some days are easier than others, huh? Okay, we'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's do This Day of History. Here we go. In 1215, the Magna Carta is sealed. Remember learning about the Magna Carta in school? Maybe. Following a revolt by the English nobility against the rule, King John puts his royal seal on the Magna Carta, or Great Charter. The document, essentially a peace treaty between John and his barons, guarantee that the king would respect feudal rights and privileges, uphold the freedom of the church, and maintain the nation's laws. Although more a reactionary than a progressive document in its day, the Magna Carta was seen as a cornerstone to the development of democracy, development of democratic England by later generations. So yeah, it was basically the cornerstone to democracy. Thought that was kind of neat. I'm going to just scroll through the website page that I'm on, the History Channel, see if there's something else that jumps out on the page. Here we go. 1776, Delaware declares its independence. We just heard about Delaware earlier. D. Wynn, our caller, is from Delaware. What do we got? Richard Petty makes his 1,000th start, 1986. Famed Richard Petty in NASCAR. I think it's kind of neat how NASCAR started off from moonshine runners and stuff like that. What else do we have? Judy Garland marries Vincent Minnelli. 1945, Judy Garland, Dorothy. All right, cool. There's a bunch more that you can learn from this this day in history right over at the History Channel's website. I encourage you to go over, get a wrinkle on your brain, learn something about history. History is always, not always fascinating. It fascinated me at a later date. When I was younger, I didn't give a crap about history. I remember in school thinking, why do I need to learn that? And now history, I just love it. And it's amazing what you can find out later on in your life, what you might not have liked at one time, you might like now. So I encourage you all to go out and learn something. Why not? All right, let's take a quick break. Last break of the show. And when we come back, we'll finish off with The Secret, The Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne. It's been nice having you here with me. I do appreciate it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Let's do this. We've got The Secret, The Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne. The Secrets by The Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne. Dun, 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 dun. I can't freestyle. I don't know. I was going to try to make up a little witty song, and I can't. Here we are, day 95. Your life is in your hands, but you must learn to gain control of your thoughts. All of your problems of fear, failure, and doubts are because your mind is ruling you. Your mind is taken over, and you are the slave and victim of your uncontrolled negative thoughts. It is as simple as that. Take control of your mind and your thoughts. Every day, bit by bit, watch your thoughts. When a negative thought comes, stamp it out and refuse to allow negative thought to take root in you by thinking of something good instead. Think more and more and more good thoughts, and soon they will come automatically. Day 95. That's what I'm hoping to do. I'm hoping to keep practicing my thought process, and that's what I do every day coming out here. We live on a planet, and I appreciate you practicing your thought process with me. I appreciate you giving me your time, something that is so valuable and I can never give back to you. I'm asking you right now for a little bit of your time. If you could do me a favor, if you appreciated the show, head on over to iTunes and rate and review the show. It really helps me out here, helps get the word out of We Live on a Planet. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great weekend, and I will talk to you guys Monday. Peace, my friends.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.